Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 26, verse 7. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Wow, what a helpful proverb to hear and heed and remember that the kisses of an enemy. Like, what a powerful image of people who say nice things about you, but who do not have your good in mind. There are so many pictures of this in the world around us. The praises of people that are fleeting, that are there 1 minute and turn around and are gone the next. Kisses of enemies who actually, in many cases, want our harm or are seeking their own good above us. But then there are friends who are living for our good and will sometimes say hard things to us, wounds. And Proverbs 26:7 says, these are faithful. In other words, these even wounds are good. It is good to listen to a friend who loves you and is helping you by sharing hard things with you. Oh, we see this all over the New Testament in exhortations from Jesus himself to go to a brother or sister who is caught in sin and to help restore them. Faithful are the wounds of a friend when the whole goal is restoration to God and redemption for your good. So let's be people who receive the wounds of friends with humility, and let's surround ourselves with friends like this who we can trust, who don't just tell us what we want to hear, but who will tell us hard things when we need to hear them. And let's not be led away by the kisses of enemies, by the praises of people who are not loving us and faithfully working for our good and looking out for our good. Oh God, we pray that you'd make us this kind of people who receive the faithful wounds of friends and listen to them with humility and honesty and self-examination. God, help us to receive these wounds and in the process to experience forgiveness and restoration and redemption in every way that is needed. At the same time, God, we pray that you'd help us to discern when the kisses of an enemy might entice us to trust in them. God, we pray that you would help us not to be drawn in by them, not to live for the praise or approval of others even. God, help us in all of this to keep our eyes fixed on you, who always desire our good. God, we praise you that we can always trust your word, your spirit, and we pray that you would provide people in our lives who through your word and through your spirit are willing to wound us in good and faithful ways that help us grow in you. And God, help us to be these kinds of friends to others around us. And when we need to wound in some way, to speak in hard ways, God, help us to do that with gentleness and compassion and humility and honest self-examination in our own lives, God, with all the ways that you call us to do this in places like Matthew 18 and Galatians chapter 6, and even the fruit of your spirit in Galatians chapter 5. God, help us to be friends who show love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, specifically in helping others, even when it's hard to do. And God, even as we think about the spread of the gospel in the world, this good news involves bad news that we are sinners against a holy God and we need redemption, we need forgiveness, we need salvation. So God, we pray that you would help us to spread that hard news, that bad news, in order to lead people to the good news that's found in you. God, we pray for this among people around us. Help us to be that kind of friend to people around us, not to leave people in their sin, but to call people to receive your forgiveness. And God, we pray for the spread of this gospel around the world to the Jiasu people of China and the border near Vietnam, 40,000 of them, God, who have little to no knowledge of the gospel. God, raise up friends who love the Jiasu people and will spread the gospel to them, we pray. We pray all this according to your word in Proverbs 26, verse 7. In Jesus' name, amen.